Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Get Facts podcast. My name's James.
My name's Jonathan.
Formal today.
Just thought, why not? Plenty of people call me Johnny, but there's a more serious side to me.
Yeah, there is. I'm in the serious side today.
Well, you know, I think sometimes people can take the piss a bit, can't they?
Can they?
Yeah.
When they're brewing up?
When they're brewing up, yeah, like you. I'm not going to lie, listeners. This might be the final episode of this.
Oh, come on.
I've been assaulted.
Everyone's celebrating now.
Like a peanut, I've been assaulted. And it was an assault, and I need to turn that plug on so the power doesn't die. Hang on.
Oh, fucking hell.
It's great. That one there. Can you... Oh, I'll go.
Go on. Do you want to continue about your assault?
I've been spooned.
Spooned?
I've been hot spooned. Mm. I've had a hot spoon to the back of my neck.
Too good to resist. I was brewing up, and there it was, all long, like a giraffe, all long and pale.
It is a long neck, I'll give you that.
And it had to be done. And I didn't hold it on.
No, you didn't hold it on.
So I wasn't completely cruel.
Wouldn't really matter, though, would it? Because it's metal. The heat disappears really quickly.
That's
from it.
That's true. It is a horrible bully tactic. I just couldn't resist.
Yeah, it was really weird, though, because I was thinking about that. I was talking about it the other day. And then as you were making it, I was thinking about it. And I thought, I'm not going to mention anything, because he will do it. It turns out you'd had the thought anyway.
Yeah, sorry.
Has it been on the telly or something recently?
No.
That we've both had that same thought in the last week?
Both idiots, aren't we? Well, do you need a cold compress for it? Would you like me to kiss it better?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want me to kiss it?
Yes.
No, I'll regret asking.
Kiss me. Kiss me in the moonlight, you fucking bitch.
I'll kiss it, but only when I'm doing you from behind.
You can do me from whichever direction you want, gorgeous.
Instead of spitting on you. Right, so, this week, obviously you did...
Greek mythology. Last week.
Yeah.
I'm starting to sing a bit more, I like it.
So, I mean, why move on from such a great topic?
Well, exactly.
So, while Johnny rummages through the cupboards, this is obviously, because you've downloaded it, you know what it is anyway, Hercules.
Yes.
That's his Roman name. It's pronounced differently. Don't try and rustle under the table. Heracles is the Greek term.
Oh, is it?
Mm. Romanized. Don't try and, you're trying to like...
What?
What is it?
Nothing.
Doing a podcast with a small boy.
Nothing.
Up to no good. I don't want one.
I know you're not getting one.
It's not that you want. Yeah, I'm not bothered. Are you finished?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So, Hercules, gatekeeper of Olympus.
Oh, yeah. Well, he kept all the gates, did he?
Yeah, he had loads of keys on a chain. God of strength. What are you up to?
Nothing.
You're doing something, aren't you?
I'm not doing anything.
You are. You're up to something. God of strength, heroes, sports. You are such a child. Can you maybe do that at suitable points?
Yeah.
So have you been to the doctors recently? Is that where you've got it, Rob?
Yeah.
That should just be following round someone off. That should be... Right, now you're sounding like them mice on the moon. I remember when I was doing that, when you'd done all your shitty little research. Anyway, that should be on a carry-on film. You know when you see someone naked? Oh!
I don't even like them.
What a waste. Put it down, well, no, well, you can... That's annoying. Put it in your tea.
Yeah, like a herbal fruit tea.
Yeah.
It's like them lollies you get, what you stir in and it's a hot chocolate. I wonder if it changes the tone now it's hot.
Right, can we stop
it
now?
Right, sorry.
Well, it smells very strawberry.
It is, I've now got strawberry tea. Anyway, sorry. Hercules, gatekeeper.
God of strength, hero, sports, athletes, health, agriculture, fertility, trade, oracles, and divine protector of mankind. That is Hercules.
Hercules isn't a fucking god.
Well,
he's a demigod at best.
Well, yeah. Aha! Well, is he though?
Yeah.
He was to start with. He gained full god status, as you'll learn.
Oh, well, I know.
Drop some Disney film facts about Hercules.
I don't think I've seen it.
The infant...
I just can't wait to be a god. Is that it from
not quite.
Disney's The Lion Hercules?
Yeah. Infant Hercules was voiced by Josh Keaton. Never heard of him.
Ronan's brother.
Adult Hercules was Tate Donovan. Apparently he was in the OC.
Jason's brother.
Josh Keaton also voiced Jules Brown in Back to the Future, the animated series. And I didn't know it was an animated series of Back to the Future. Did you?
Nope.
No? Okay. Danny DeVito and James Woods also had parts.
Nice. Did Danny DeVito only have a small part?
Hey, thank you. An 83% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, which is fruit and veg site.
Released June the 15th in the US and the 10th of October in the UK, 1997.
Yeah, so I'll have been 11 years old.
I was 7. In fact, what have I been?
About yeah, 4 7. Years older than you.
Yeah, you old boy.
Fucking.
Although it was released in 1997, development started in 1992. Now, what do you think they needed 5 years to do, Johnny? Because there's a few things in there that I thought, yeah, that makes sense. Script, story editing, animation. Anything else you think they might have needed to do in that 5 year period?
Write the music.
Yeah, of course. That takes a while, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Tell you what else they did. Trips to Greece and Turkey for background design inspiration.
Yeah.
That just sounds like a bit of a piss take, doesn't
that's
it?
That's a Jolly Boy, is that, isn't it?
Yeah, that's like, oh, we all need to go to Greece. Let's go to, what is it? Malia or Ibiza.
Greece,
or
well, you go to Argos.
Kavos.
No, from last week, Argos.
Well, no, I'm just saying like a rave place.
Oh, right, I was trying to link it into a previous episode. You know, try and get that continuity thing going on that we were on about.
Yeah. Made in both California and Paris. It cost $85 million and was regarded as a bit of a flop.
What was made in California and Paris?
The film.
We still know about The Lion King.
Hercules, yeah, the film.
Oh,
I'm
right, Hercules.
Disney facts.
No, but I had The Lion King in my head because I'd mentioned that.
Sake.
And I'm thinking, why are they going to Greece to do design checks?
Yeah, why would they do that for the Lion
African
King
savannah.
that we're not talking about?
Right, so, right, Hercules, right, sorry,
mate. Jesus. It was considered a flop commercially, a bit like your penis.
Right.
Making $252.7 million. So it did make a profit.
Yeah.
But, you know. It was followed by Hercules Zero to Hero, which went straight to video.
Yeah.
So, yeah. His father, Zeus, his mother was an attractive mortal called Alcmena. Mm. Now, you mentioned last week he was a bit of a player, Zeus.
Oh, yeah.
Liked his women. Liked his women the way you like your coffee. Black and fair trade. He tricked Hercules' mother into sleeping with him.
Yeah.
So she was
he
married.
Tricked, like
he tricked her.
What? Like you went in one day and be like, "Oh, popcorn with the hole cut out."
He might as well have done. It might have worked that way. He changed his appearance.
How did he trick it? Like, I've accidentally tripped and fell on your penis.
You ruined it with a T, bastards. He changed his appearance to look like her husband and slept with her, conceiving Hercules. Do you reckon I could put a pair of glasses on and convince people I'm you?
Yeah.
But there's no one had touched me cock though, would they say?
No.
No point, is there?
Yeah. You could convince people that you look like me, but then you'd get even less than you do now.
Yeah. And I don't know if you've got the same size penis.
Don't know really.
No.
Have we not?
We'd have to look and try and test it.
Kind of you want. Cold in here though, I'm just saying.
get the excuses out early.
Yeah.
While in labour, Hercules' mother was having great difficulty giving birth to such a large child.
Yeah, but I mean, to be fair, she's whinging on her about being in labour, then try being in labour now while we're trying to negotiate Brexit with a Conservative government who are quite happy to just fuck the entire country to serve their own self-fulfilling needs.
Politics with Johnny.
Yeah, sorry about that, listener. That was this month's politics
that
minute.
That was the politics hour. So she's having difficulty with such a large child. Bit like your mum, Johnny.
The size of the head.
With that head. And that's despite a massive fanny I've got written here. So, she doesn't listen to this, does she?
She can't download
a podcast. She's full of cancer.
If she does, then not anymore.
After 7 days and nights of agony, she called upon Lucina, the goddess of childbirth, for help.
Of course. I mean, wouldn't you... No, if you were pregnant and your mate was the god of pregnancy and childbirth, would you not be like, oh, I've got them biscuits that you like. Yeah, but why don't you come round and have one?
She was just immortal, though. Zeus has fucked off at this point.
Ah, oh, right.
He's not paying no maintenance.
Right.
He's long gone.
No CSA.
She's trying to get him on the old Jezza show, Jeremy Kyle. He's having none of it. When breastfed, he sucked so hard, he caused his mother agony, and it was written he made her spray milk across the heavens. So there you go.
Do your own jokes.
That's a nice fact, isn't it? Now, because Zeus was married to Hera, you said Hera last week.
Hera,
whatever.
Yeah. Where do you think the word heresy comes from?
But listen.
Heresy. No, heresy. We're not Mexican.
All right, so Google Translate it then, because this is what I was doing, spending me fucking
weekend. Fucking girl just learn to read.
And he's because obviously he slept with her.
In fact, should we pause this now, put the fucking Disney film on the telly? And see what they
call it. Oh, yeah, because that's factually accurate, isn't it?
Well, yeah, they went to Greece to research the fucking thing you've just told me.
Anyway, right, she came jealous and resentful towards Hercules. And as a small child, she sent snakes to kill him, but he just crushed them with his bare hands.
No.
So, probably didn't masturbate till he was a bit older, I would have thought.
Yeah, that would have put him off snakes.
Yeah. He would eventually marry Megara, or Megara.
Megara, why you always do this?
And have three sons. In a fit of madness, induced by his sort of stepmom, if you want to call it that, Hercules killed all four of them.
Oh.
Doesn't say exactly how he killed them, but this sort of leads on to him sort of being this turns from a demigod into a full god, right?
Right.
So when he came to his senses, racked with guilt, he went to the god Apollo for guidance. And he was told to serve the king for 12 years. During this time, he was expected to perform 10 tasks or labours to gain forgiveness. He eventually performed 12. Two of them, the king sort of tried, because the king disliked him as well, was trying to get him on a technicality. I'm like, well, he didn't really pass that one. So it doesn't count.
Right.
First one he had to do was the...
So essentially, this is a computer game and there are 12 levels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a book, isn't it? So,
is it a book?
The Nemean... Lion was the first one. This lion, right?
The Nemean lion?
Yeah.
What are you lying for?
White lion bar. So, basically, this big lion wreaking havoc. It was getting women and just taking them back to its cave. A bit like what you used to do when you were single.
Right. And then he kills the lion.
No.
Rips its side open.
Do what you're doing.
And then the bees come in.
No.
And it's on the side of the Lyle's treacle tin.
No, that's wrong.
Is it a different lion? A
different one.
Oh, right.
There's loads of them, isn't there? So, yeah, so this lion was, like, taking women to its cave. Then the men would come to try and save the women, then he'd eat the men, and then eat the women.
Right. Go down on or...
Yeah, like maybe. Cannibal. First, maybe, just, maybe he started there.
I'm going to eat your ass like it's the last supper, baby. Get back to my cave.
I don't know why he's American. Anyway, arrows and other weapons couldn't penetrate its fur.
Mm-hmm.
So he ended up breaking its neck and then he skinned it using its own claw. Uh-huh. He would then go on to wear this fur as armour. So like he's depicted with like the lion's head as his like helmet. And all the rest as like a cape and that. His weapon. For some reason I thought he had a sword, Hercules. Apparently he used a club.
No, he would have had a sword.
Well, apparently he had a club. Anyway...
You're not going to be a demigod and rocking around giving people blunt trauma injuries, are you?
That's what he was doing.
You're going to be like, you know.
He had
I'm sure he's got a sword.
He had bow and arrow as well. Anyway, so his next task was the Linnaean Hydra.
What if you went to like a dyslexic armourer and you came back with a bow and like a little tiny bird because you'd read the email wrong and you got a bow and sparrow? That'd proper fucking.
You could fling
that.
It though with its beak. If you sharpen the beak,
oh,
you could fling it. Might fly off though.
What about budgie darts?
At the pub.
Yeah,
they've got quite
budgie darts.
It's not the best beak for darts. A budgie.
Oh, what beak?
Could
would
be on something though.
What beak would you
Woodpecker?
Have?
Woodpecker.
Ooh.
Or like a swordfish.
A swordfish? Why are they on?
I'm just thinking of something sharp and pointy.
Right.
A backwards B. I mean the insect, not.
Yeah,
the
yeah, not the letter. That could work. Wasp though, because no one likes them.
True.
Have you ever done that thing where you get a pet bee?
You just put it on a bit of string?
Yeah.
No.
You know how you put it on a bit of string?
Do you put it in the freezer?
Yeah, you put it in the freezer for a bit and let it like pass out.
Don't kill it. It just
doesn't kill it. Then you put a bit of string around it.
Yeah.
And then you got a bee on a string. It can still sting you. I've never done it.
Yeah, it can still sting you, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe put it on a wire. Something a bit firm, like a stick, like a.
Yeah, but then it'll just be on the end of a stick, won't it? It won't be able to like fly around free.
But it can still fly, still flap its wings, still getting exercise, isn't it? That's like being on a treadmill.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going off.
Anyway, yeah. Move on.
So the Linnaean Hydra was next. So it's a serpentine water monster. Basically, at this point, the king, Eurystheus.
Yeah,
Eurystheus. He hated him. He was just trying to kill him, basically. Like, oh, let's get these animals to fuck him up. But at the same time, these monsters were causing issues across Greece.
Yeah.
So it was a serpentine water monster. It had poisonous breath. I'm looking at you, Johnny.
Yeah.
And poisonous blood. For every head chopped off, two would regrow in its place.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know this at first, so he's in there chopping its head off. Two would grow back, chopping two more off. And he's thinking, oh, shit. So he got his cousin, Aeolus, to help him by burning the next ones he'd cut the heads off. So he's like cauterising it.
Yeah, yeah.
His cousin.
And what's he cutting his heads off with? His club?
With his club, yeah, or something, or a sword, maybe.
Oh,
but apparently,
it's got to be a fucking
his weapon
sword.
Of choice was a club.
It's got to be a sword.
Okay.
And if his weapon of choice is a club, then he needs to seriously reconsider his reasoning skills.
Anyway, once defeated, he dipped his arrows in the Hydra.
What? Yeah, take the feet off it as well.
He dipped his arrows in the Hydra's mouth to give them a poison tip on the arrows, right? But for using help, this labour didn't count towards the 10. So his uncle was a bit like, no, you're not fucking having it. So he's like, bastard. So about to square one. The Hind of Cerenea was next. Hind is a deer. Yeah, did you know that? You're looking at me blank.
Hind is your arse end.
Yeah, but
you can have a duck
back
hind.
In the day, hind in this case means deer. So
right.
This particular one had...
What did Rudolph say... When his wife asked what the weather was like outside, he said, oh, it looks like rain, dear.
I mean, this is going to be pretty long as it is, if you want to...
Is it?
Carry on with it.
Well, yeah, all right, I'll shut up then. Sorry. It's story time with James, everyone. Fingers on lips. Should I just go?
I mean, with shit jokes like that.
You can do this bit by yourself now, can't you? Come on then, entertain me.
So this particular deer, right, had golden antlers and hooves of bronze and brass.
Mm.
So, it's sort of like a one-man band, like...
I understand.
Anyway, it was also said it could outrun an arrow in flight.
Yes, I understand.
So, that's it now. It's not going to be, is it?
Yes, I understand.
Just you firmly crossing your arms.
Yeah.
So he couldn't just shoot it with an arrow.
Right.
Now, the king and Hera basically both wanted him to die, but they were like, well, he's killed two of these big monsters. So instead, they knew that Artemis, the goddess of the hunt, really loved this animal.
Mm.
So if he tried to get it, they were hoping that God would then punish him or kill him instead.
Right, yeah.
He chased it for a full year on foot. Just non-stop. Now, that's cross-country, isn't it?
That is cross-country and a half. In your underpants as well, because I bet he didn't take his PA kit.
No, I bet he didn't. No kit, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got a note off my mum, sir. Yeah, so basically, he encountered Artemis and her brother Apollo whilst in possession of the hind, so he managed to catch it, and they were like, whoa, what are you doing? He begged them for forgiveness and explained his penance. When he promised he would return it, she forgave him. Now, the king wanted the deer as part of his menagerie, so he was like, well, put it with like all my other like great findings across wherever. So, knowing he had to return it, Hercules stated the king would have to come and collect it from him, and upon releasing the deer just straight away just fucked off.
Yeah.
And then Hercules was like, ah, you were too slow, and the king was a bit pissed off by this, because obviously Hercules had managed to catch it. Mm. So this one was classed as him, he actually passed the work, because he did catch it. He got off on a technicality. Now, the Amanthian boar, so it was just a giant pig. So for this, Hercules got advice from his centaur friend, Pholus.
Was he full of shit?
He advised him basically to chase the boar into the mountains and into the snow. And apparently could hear it from miles away. It'd come and eat everyone's crops and then attack all the men and stuff.
I mean, that's not very polite of it, is it?
So he followed it into the snow and killed it up a mountain, basically. The Augean stables, this was his fifth labour.
Are we only on to five?
Yeah. So, fucking I mean, I'll try hell. And get through these at a rate of knots at this point. Immortal animals... 30,000 years of dung. Basically, this farm had never been cleaned and he had to clean it.
Oh, right.
30,000 years worth of shit. So for this one, he reshaped the rivers and flooded the stables to clean it. And because he used water and accepted payment for his work, this labour didn't count either. So again, not really nice. The Stymphalian birds, big giant fuck off birds. He used the poison arrows on them ones.
Oh, good job he had the foresight to do that then, didn't it?
The Cretan bull, that was just like a big bull that he had to catch.
Yeah,
managed to do that one. The horses of Diomedes, man-eating horses.
Man-eating horses.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
He fed them. Apparently, they fed them men, and they had red eyes.
Oh bullshit! They've got fucking what is it? BSE, mad cow disease, isn't it?
Oh, is that part of the story that's unbelievable? Is it the man-eating horses?
Yeah, horses would not eat men.
Right.
They get full.
Basically, he pinched them ones and brought them back. The belt of Hippolyte, I want to say that word as. Or Hippolyte. Hippolyta, anyway, was the Amazonian queen. Mm. And she possessed a magical girdle that her dad had given her. Basically, we just went up to her and just asked for it, and she'd give it him. So, I think at this point, whoever was writing Hercules' story was already getting a bit bored.
Yeah, like you are, no. She went up and said, can I have it?
And she was like, yeah. And then I think he ended up... He said, oh, he travelled on a boat and he said, oh, do you want to come on the boat and have a chat with me?
Mm-hmm.
And then some, Ira, the magical bitchy stepmom, convinced some of the Amazonian girls that he was going to try and kill the queen, and he wasn't. But then when he saw these like Amazonian women like sort of rushing towards the boat, he just killed her out of panic. So, yeah. Now, grandson of...
And this is a Disney film?
This isn't in the film, no. This is his 12 labours in real life. You mentioned Medusa in the first Greek mythology one we did.
Yeah.
She had a grandson who was a giant.
Oh, right.
Right.
Must have been a difficult labour.
Geryon's cattle. This was the 10th labour. So to get there, he had to cross the Libyan desert, and he became so annoyed at the heat of the sun, he threatened to shoot it with an arrow. And the sun god sort of praised him for this and gave him like a really fast chariot so he could get across the desert quicker. Mm. And he killed Geryon using another venom dipped arrow. So it's almost like, yeah, bit same, isn't it?
Yeah.
The apples of Hesperides, he knit some apples. I've just got there. I didn't even look that one up. And then the last one was Cerberus.
Cerberus.
He had to return with a multi-headed dog, basically, that guards the gates of the underworld. It had three heads, a serpent for a tail, and snakes protruding from its body. He had to ask Poseidon for that one, and he just said, yeah, if you bring it back, but he was like, you're going to have to catch the fucking thing.
Yeah.
And I think he just wrestled it, because he's like dead strong in that. So he's supposed to be dumb, but actually, he managed to blag people along the way, so he weren't that dumb.
And when was he meant to be dumb?
They said he was more brawn than brains, so he was a bit of a... Well, whoever wrote the books?
Oh,
were they books? Were they tablets?
We wouldn't have been books in those days, will we? Dickhead.
What would it have been? You sounded like your dad then. Dickhead.
It would have been spoken word of mouth.
And that's all I've got on. Hercules, mate.
Well, that was very, very nice.
Yeah,
you
managed to. Obviously, once he'd done all them, they were like, oh, you can be a god now.
Ah, right.
You great Hercules. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, he seems to be the main one, doesn't he? main bloke.
Who should we do next?
Don't know. Your go next.
It is my go next, isn't it?
So you can.
Do we want to do another Greek one, or do we want to move on for a bit?
I feel like you don't want to do another Greek one, despite that being your idea. The way you said that, then.
No, I don't mind. I'll do it, mate. Who's good in Greek?
Who's good in Greek?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Well, who's good?
Another one. I mean, you could do Zeus, I suppose.
Buddha Pom.
That you're jumping the gun now, aren't you?
I can just see he's drawn a little picture of what I assume is himself.
That's not me, no.
Who is it?
Do my eyes look like that? What's it's just a generic cartoon character.
He's drawn on his work. He's done Animals That Work Too with a little boy with a speech bubble saying, "Now, Johnny, what?"
Right, that's all right.
Do you actually script this out? You have a script for this
shit. I don't script it out. I'm just thinking of how I'll approach these things. So, when you were a kid, John, were we doing Animals at Work? Is that what we're doing now? What did you want to do when you were a kid? What do you want to do when you're older? What did you always say?
Yeah, smile more.
Oh, that's quite dark.
Yeah.
And do you think you've achieved that?
No. I'm ashamed of my teeth and the way I look.
Aww.
I'm kind of here being happy for that reason. Sometimes I self-sabotage on purpose just to make sure things don't go too well.
Yeah, that explains this podcast.
Yeah.
Well, basically,
I'm really upset on the inside, and I'm not okay, and no one ever checks on me.
Should I ask twice?
Yeah.
Anyway, nice to know you're doing all right.
Yeah.
Kids these days want to be YouTubers.
Yeah, they do, which is
weird.
Don't
they?
Yeah.
That was never a thing when we were kids, was it?
Well, the internet wasn't.
Well, are you going somewhere?
No, I'm just sitting forward a bit.
Well, Boo the dog is a Pomeranian who became an internet sensation in 2011 for his teddy bear looks and fluffy haircut.
Objection.
What's your objection?
Why are you calling it Boo the dog?
Because it is the dog.
Yeah, but wouldn't you call it Pat the dog?
Well, I didn't name it.
Well, can we get in touch with who did?
We can get in touch with his owner called Irene Ann, who is a Facebook employee. Basically, right, this dog...
You never see people called Irene anymore, do you?
No, come on. That's the wrong name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Come on, Irene. Is that like a uglier sister that no one wants to come on?
We'll go with that, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Khloe Kardashian named him the world's cutest dog. And you know Kesha, that singer that always looks like she needs a wash?
Yes.
Yeah. She tweeted that he was a new boyfriend. A bit weird.
Very weird.
He has over 17 million Facebook likes. Imagine that many likes on a Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got 10.
He has 4 photo books and a range of merchandise, including Boo teddies and cushions. Some of his YouTube videos have over 5 million views. He was born on the 16th of March 2006, so he's 12 as of this recording.
Oh.
So he's now classed as an old pooch. His Pomeranian lifespan averages between 12 to 16 years, so he's probably not got long left.
Oh, and he's just got a firmness as well.
Yeah, he's like, what's the sort of celebrity equivalent, human-wise? Who got famous late on?
Forsyth, is he still around?
No, who was the one who goes seven? Who was he? He didn't do much, did he, till he was older? Cockney fella.
When he showed seven?
Yeah, and...
On Bullseye?
On dancing. On the dancing one. What's he called? Lenny something or other?
I couldn't tell you.
Len Bruce? I fuck that name.
I don't like the dancing one.
No, I don't. But he got famous late, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, huh?
Irene also owned Boo's brother called Buddy. Is that a better dog name for you, Buddy?
But then again, you could have called it Boo's brother.
Well, maybe she did. Anyway, he died September 6, 2017, so he's probably not got long left, actually. So that's your Animals at Work. Yeah. He's a YouTuber.
No, if you got Boo first, and then you got another two male dogs, you could have Boo and the Boo's brothers.
Yeah, but how would you call them back?
You call them Jake and Elroy. So, Jake and Elroy, why do you call them that? Because they're Boo's brothers.
Right. Yeah, I suppose that
works. Oh, come on, that's
good. What are your dogs called? Or your mum's dogs?
Barney and Charlie.
Have you had them sort of growing up? I'm just trying to think of the names. Trying to get into the weird and wonderful mind of your mother.
So this is my mother. This is how tapped she is. When we first got Barney, she wanted to call him Murphy.
Right, Murphy.
Yeah.
So annoying they named him twice.
Yeah. You can't... Like, I don't know why. And it was something to do with apparently when my granddad... So my granddad's not called Murphy. He was a McCulloch.
He was a Pillock.
A McCulloch.
Oh.
So in the war, for some reason, they used to call him Murphy or something, the soldier. I don't know why.
Oh, and then, what? So and then he put that name on?
No, no. No, but then my mum married someone called Murphy, and it was, oh, that's a coincidence. He used to call me that in the trenches or whatever.
Right.
But now, and then as a nod to the, sorry, a tip of the hat to that, she wanted to call the dog Murphy. He said, you can't call the dog Murphy, fucking Murphy. So we called him Barney.
Fair enough. What was your first animal? What was your first pet?
Scott the dog.
Scott the dog?
Yeah.
Not Spot the dog?
Not Spot the dog, no, Scott, and he was a nasty little shit.
Scott the dog. So what's your porn name then? It's like your mother's maiden name and your first pet's name. Scott, what? What's your name?
Scott McCulloch.
That's a good...
I'll take
it's
that, yeah.
Scotty McCulloch. Yeah. Wow, chicka, wow, wow.
Yeah, what would yours be?
Mine would be Ernie Ward. That's a bit weird, isn't it?
Oh, that sounds like a doctor from a Carry On film. Oh, come to check your pulse.
Ernie Ward. Yeah, it's not got the same ring to it as yours does.
No.
Scotty McCulloch.
I'll take that. Told you I was sexy.
Scotty McCulloch sounds like the sort of guy who, yeah, he's straight and he's into the straight porn, but when that's drying up, he's definitely in the bummers.
Oh, he'll bummers do out, club. Yeah.
Yeah, he'll yeah. Just shag
do
out. Like.
Out for 50 quid.
Yeah.
Which is very much my motto.
And when that when the AIDS is sort of spread, because apparently...
No, again.
No, listen.
No, no, no.
Because
no,
it was
no,
really
no.
Bad a few years ago.
No, 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 no.
HIV no. Was a problem no. In the porn stop community, it. And someone had it. Scotty McCulloch, they'd be like, it's him, innit? It's that dirty boy. So you'd be the one, I reckon. So that was nice.
We were doing so well, then. Right, so, yeah, but we've had another nice episode.
We have.
And we'll be back again next week with...
We don't know yet. Let us know.
Let us know, yeah. Email in getfatcast@gmail.com or tweet us at getfatcast. We had a retweet from someone today.
We had Special K... who's back in touch.
Yeah, and then someone random had retweeted something and they were called the podcast or something, so nice one for that.
Yeah, that was nice of another podcast to do that, wasn't it?
Yeah, but like maybe he's like, do it more. Like, if you listen to
it, are we even going to give them a shout out? Shall I have a look?
You have a look if you can be bothered while I berate the listeners.
Yeah, you
right,
have a
listen,
look.
You're getting all this entertainment for free, so fucking share it on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or wherever you want it, but we want to be internet famous. We want to quit our job so we can do comedy on a stage.
Right.
Who was it? How come your Twitter background's black and mine's white?
Because I changed the settings. This is the demographic that we go for. Boobs and Booze podcast. Booze, B-O-O-S, rather than Z-E.
What, like Booze Brothers?
A podcast coming... Hosted by Jess... Oh, a podcast coming, hosted by Jesse and Christina... Who are the two best friends anyone could have? Nice,
well,
nice
mean,
original
would,
post there.
I would argue with that, James, because I think we are the best friends anyone could ever have.
That's true, isn't it? Maybe we yeah. Should maybe we should get in contact with them.
So I tweet them now and do say, excuse me.
And do a cross... We should do like a cross-pollination and we can challenge them on best friendships.
Could fuck them.
And,
what?
What?
Ah? What?
And we could do maybe like a test of how, you know, of how good everything is or something as yeah. Friends. What are you looking at there? I can see that in your glasses, dirty boy.
Don't know what you're about.
Dirty boy.
What am I doing now? Twitter, aren't I?
Yeah. Now we're just on. Now we're just doing social media admin
yeah,
while we're
but,
doing the podcast.
But why not? Who is it? Oh, right, now there's... So, the one from before...
Oh, so we've had more than one.
Yeah, the one from before that I was on about was the Let's Get Shitty Show.
Again, there's a demographic.
And then the Rough Giraffe followed us.
The Rough Giraffe, that's your neck.
Yeah. So, right, boobs and
booze.
Boo. Let's follow them.
Let's give them a little follow.
We're the best friends anyone could have. And I'm going to say...
maybe you should tweet. Do this off air.
No, I'm going to tweet the fuckers.
Oh, God, Johnny.
I'm going to do... Excuse me, but the... Get...
If you want to see this great content,
facts.
Content at Get Fat Cast on Twitter.
Yes, excuse me, but the Get Fat Podcast, Get Fat Podcast has taken issue with your bio. Upon research, it has been concluded Oh, that says closed. Concluded that James and Johnny...
Brackets.
What?
Brackets of the Get Fat podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they've extended how many characters you can use in Twitter, but Jesus.
Are the two best... the James and Johnny are actually the best friends that anyone could ever have. Can you please amend your bio so it reads except James and Johnny after your ridiculous claim?
Another thing as well.
T I A, kiss. Well, no, that was a
good one. No, aubergine emoji.
No, hang on, I'm 15 characters over here.
That's where you just start to stop putting spaces after your full stops.
Ah, right, yeah.
Nice and easy. What I dislike, possibly not knowing the girls or the podcast, They've gone straight for the boobs in the title just to get sort of.
Are you saying we wouldn't have? I mean, you have got tits.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, we can't... We're not called the Cock and Balls podcast. I mean, because that's mainly what we fucking speak.
Which one would you be? You'd be the cock or the balls?
You'd be the shaft.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm cool like that, yeah. Johnny Shafto.
Anyway, right, should we wrap the show up, Johnny?
Let me just take the word actually out of here.
Again, it's just great content. I'm going to leave this here for next
time. There we go, right, I tweeted them. Jesse and Christina, that is the smack laid down.
The gauntlet firmly laid down there.
Yeah, although, I mean, we haven't seen yous yet, so send nudes.
Jesus Christ.
Well, they put boobs in their name.
If it's not listeners you're sexualising, it's fucking other podcasts.
Yeah, well, look, right, have you never wanted to fuck a podcast?
An actual podcast.
Yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to borrow your phone, so I've got two.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play, like, just to be extra dirty, I'm going to play our podcast on your phone and their podcast on my phone, and then I'm going to hold the two phones either side of my penis and fuck it.
I don't want you to use my phone like that.
Oh.
It has got a screen on it to stop it from shattering, but I don't think it's got, you know, it'd never be clean again.
What happened to your phone? Johnny fucked a podcast through it. It'd be a good story for parties, man. No, yeah, don't be tight.
What a great story, yeah. Ha ha ha.
Right. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.